The din that you're not allowed to make a bracha with your dayim uluchlachos, with dirty hands. So what does that mean? Well, stam yodayim, unlike tefillah, for which there's a chiyuv of netilah, maybe not, you have to be makbid with the derech netilah, but you certainly have to put water and wash your hands before davening, shachris mincha ma'ariv. That's because stam yodayim are not good for tefillah. You have to wash them, maybe even make netilah on them. But for bracha, stam yodayim is kosher. But that's stam yodayim. But if you feel them muluchlachos, if they are muluchlachos, so again, it depends on the degree. If you're an istinus, if you're a little more sensitive, then even slight muluchlachos you're going to be aware of it, it's going to bother you, and you have to wash it before a bracha. If you have a food residue on it after you've eaten, you have a little chocolate still on your hands, or whatever, you ate chicken with your hands, it's like fatty still, so certainly you have to wash it before making a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says you should not wash it derech chi of netilah kedin, but rather derech rechitza ba'alma. Like Yudavka should not, I'm not sure why, you shouldn't think. I mean, it's because of dirt. It's not because of the din of the face. So you dechem kodesh baruch Hashem, like by davening, you have to wash your hands. But if stam yodayim apsulim, then maybe a case could be made for having to wash it with the requirements for netilah. But here, we're definitely because of dirt, and maybe it may even depend on how sensitive you are to it. Although certainly after a certain point is reached, no matter what, you have to wash your hands. But that's dafka rechitza from lichluch, and you should not do it nerech netilah. Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Okay, we go on to the Zalamas, we're learning Shachet and Anevish, we're in Paragibel, where he lists 30 things.